Good morning.
早上好。
We thank the Lord that we just finished the new year almost a month ago. Now we're come to another new year.
感谢神，我们刚刚过了一个新年，现在又有一个新年要来到。
So this gives us another opportunity.
这就给我们另外一次机会。
And to reflect our life before the Lord.
让我们在主面前来思想我们的生活。
And I don't know if anyone here.You feel that you know what to do, but you do not have the power to accomplish it.
不知道在我们中间有没有弟兄姐妹，你心里面知道该当做什么，但是你却没有把它行出来的能力。
I think that describes most of our experience before.
我想这描述了我们许多之前的经历。
This morning we want to consider the power that we need.To follow the Lord Jesus.
今天早上我们一起来思想是什么样的能力我们需要他来跟随耶稣。
And the topic is the Holy Spirit, the power behind God's recovery.
那今天的题目呢就是圣灵就是那在神复兴后面的能力。
We want to start with the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 3.
那我们先来学习以西结书的第一章第一节到第三节。
I want to look at the life of a person who is on the crossroad.
我们现在来看一个人他当时的生命是在一个十字路口。
Who did not know where to go, nor had he had power to go forward.
他首先他不知道该向哪里去而且呢他也没有一个力量。向着那个方向而去。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1.
以西结书第一章第一节。
Now, it came about in the 30th year on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was by the river Kabar among the exiles, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the 5th of the month, in the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's exile,The word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, son of Buzi, in the land of Chaldean by the river Kabar. And there the hand of the Lord came upon him.
从第一节开始，当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。正是约雅金王被掳去第五年四月初五日在加勒底人之地加巴鲁河边耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结耶和华的灵降在他身上
And the secret here is the hand of the Lord came upon him
这里的秘诀呢就是耶和华的手临到以西结
Then we want to see what the lesson the Ezekiel learned actually impact the life in the time of Esther.
那我们就看在以西结身上来影响他的是怎样在以斯帖记里面被看到。
Because Ezekiel was the prophet during the captivity.
因为以西结就是在被掳的年间做先知的。
So let's read Esther chapter 5 from verse 3 to verse 8.
那我们现在再来读以斯帖记的第五章六到八节。
Then the king said to her, Esther, what is troubling you, Queen Esther, and what is your request? Even to half of the kingdom it shall be given to you. Esther said, if it pleases the king, may the king and Haman come this day,to the banquet that I had prepared for him. Then the king said, Bring Haman quickly, that we may do as Esther desires. So the king and Haman came to the banquet, which Esther had prepared, and they drank their wine at the banquet. The king said to Esther, What is your petition? For it shall be granted to you, and what is your request? Even to half of the kingdom it shall be done.So Esther replied, My petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, And if it pleases the king to grant my petition and do what I request, may the king and Haman come to the banquet, which I will prepare for them. And tomorrow I will do as the king says.
It's from 6 to 8.
第三节到第八节。
好，第五章第三节开始。王对他说，王后以斯帖啊，你要什么，你求什么，就是国的一半也必赐给你。以斯帖说，王若以为美，就请王带着哈曼今日赴我所预备的宴席。王说，叫哈曼速速照以斯帖的话去行。于是王带着哈曼赴以斯帖所预备的宴席。在酒席宴前，王又问以斯帖说，你要什么，我必赐给你，你求什么，就是国的一半也必为你成就。以斯帖回答说，我有所要，我有所求，我若在王眼前蒙恩，王若愿意赐我所要的，准我所求的，就请王带着哈曼再赴我所要预备的宴席，明日我必照王所问的说明。
Chapter 9 verse 1，
第九章的第一节。
On the 13th day of the 12th month, the month of Adar, the edict commanded by the king was to be carried out. On this day, the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them, but now the tables were turned, and the Jews got the upper hand over those who hated them.
十二月，乃亚达月十三日，王的谕旨将要举行，就是犹太人的仇敌盼望辖制他们的日子，犹太人反倒辖制恨他们的人。
Romans chapter 8, first two verses.
罗马书第八章的前两节。
Romans chapter 8, first two verses.
罗马书第八章的前两节。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Father, we thank you this morning we can come together before you.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为今天早上我们可以这样聚集在你面前。
We're so grateful because you are light of this world.
我们何等感谢你，因为你就是这世界的光。
Then we pray this morning that light will shine in our heart.
我们的祷告就是这光今天在我们的心里照耀。
Our prayer is that the Father will fill our heart with His glory.
我们的祷告就是父啊，你将你的荣耀充满我们的心。
The Holy Spirit will set our heart on fire.
而且圣灵可以在我们心中燃烧。
Lord, we pray that you fill this nation with grace and mercy.
主啊，我们祷告你将全地充满你的恩典跟怜悯。
We pray for this new year.
我们为这新的一年向你祈求。
And we pray for each one of us.
而且我们为每一个人祷告。
I pray that you will send your word forth.
愿意把你的话语发出。
And there be light.
让这里有光。
We commit this precious time into your hands.
把这宝贵的时间交在你的手中。
We want to make the most.Out of this time,
我们愿意这个时间是有效用。
And just cover all of us with your presence.
愿意你用你的同在来遮盖我们每一个人。
And cover your servant with your precious blood.
来遮蔽你的仆人用你宝血。
We pray in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
In the land of captivity, we found a 30-year-old priest.Living in a foreign land.
在被掳之地，我们看到一个三十岁的先知，他在被掳的人中间。
What do you know what a 30-year priest supposed to do?
那这个三十岁的祭司，他在这个异国他乡，他该做什么呢？
In Jewish tradition, a priest can only serve when he reached age of 30th.
在以色列人的律法里面，一个人到了三十岁才可以来进祭司的职分。
So all the life during the life of Ezekiel, he was looking for the day when he turned 30 years, so she can serve in Jerusalem.
所以对以西结来说，他一生都在预备到三十岁的时候可以在耶路撒冷来侍奉神。
But now he turned 30th.
现在他已经三十岁了。
He is so far away from Jerusalem.
但是他离耶路撒冷却这么的遥远。
He was by the river Kabar in the land of captivity.
这时候他在加勒底人之地加巴鲁的河边。
He was taken captive 5 years ago.
在五年前他被掳了。
And 4 years later,
四年之后
he received a devastating news from Jeremiah.
他收到了一个从耶利米来的那个让人完全绝望的一个消息。
Jeremiah wrote a letter to all the captives.
耶利米写了一封书信给所有被掳的人。
Because at the time, there was hope they can return to Jerusalem within 2 years.
因为在那个时候所有被掳的人他们里面还有一个盼望，可能两年之后就可以从被掳之地回到耶路撒冷。
But when they opened the letter from Jeremiah,
但是当他们打开 耶利米的书信的时候，
the captivity will last 70 years.
这个被掳要持续70年。
He was 29 years old at the time.
那个时候以西结是29岁。
If you add 70 on top of it,
如果你在上面加上70年的话
To be exact, you should add 66.
其实我们要准确的话要加66年。
He will be very old.
他会非常老了。
The priests will complete their service at age of 50.
因为祭司的服侍到50岁就停止了。
So a priest can serve the Lord only for 30 years.
所以一个祭司只有30年时间。
No, 20 years.
20年时间来服侍神。
I'm testing everyone's math.
我刚才其实是测试大家的数学。
So, by the time the captivity ends, you will have no hope.
所以如果当被掳结束的时候就没有盼望了。
This is what happened to this person sat by the river.
这就是一个坐在河边的人他当时的境况。
Totally hopeless.
是完全的无望。
The letter is from Jeremiah.
已经有从耶利米来的书信。
It must be true.
必须是真实的。
So at the age of 30th, on the year that he's supposed to serve in the temple in Jerusalem, he sat by the river Kabar, hopeless.
所以当他三十岁的时候，是应该在耶路撒冷圣殿里面服侍的，但现在他就坐在巴比伦的河边。
I don't know if anyone is like that today.
我不知道有没有人今天像这样的情形。
You complete a period of your life.
你已经结束了你生命的一个阶段。
You're about to start a new chapter in your life.
应该有一个新的篇章了。
But you don't know what to do actually.
但你却不知道该做什么。
Brothers and sisters, many times we find ourselves in situations like that in life.
弟兄姐妹们，我们经常会发现自己就像以西结当时的情形一样。
But we thank the Lord, God was about to open a new way for Ezekiel.
但是感谢神，因为神要为以西结开一条新路。
All of a sudden, the word of the Lord came expressly to him.
而且神的话特特的临到他的身上。
And there, the hand of the Lord came upon him.
耶和华的灵降在他身上。
You see the differences between the English and the Chinese?
现在你看到吗？中英文是有区别的。
The English said the hand of the Lord.
因为英文里面讲是耶和华的手临到降在以色列。
My brother said the spirit of the Lord.
但是弟兄讲中文的时候是说耶和华的灵降在他身上。
Brothers and sisters, they're both correct.
弟兄姐妹们都是对的。
Now these two concepts often overlap in the prophetic books.
经常在这些书里面，他们这两个是可以互用的。
Especially express God's power and presence through His hands.
尤其是来彰显神的工作，借着他手来做的时候。
So when Ezekiel was in despair.
所以当以西结在绝望的里面
The Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
这个耶和华的灵就降在他身上
Preparing him for an incredible visions of God.
预备他来接受从神来的一个不可思议的异象。
Suddenly, a mighty wind came upon him.
突然有一个大风来在他周围。
Opening the heavens.
把天打开。
Allowed Ezekiel to see the visions of God.
让以西结可以看到这天上的异象。
So he experienced an open heaven.
他在那个时候就经历了一个打开的天。
And through the visions, Ezekiel saw two important spiritual truths.
在这个异象里面，打开的天里面，以西结看到两个非常重要的属灵的真理。
The vision of these truths completely transformed his perspective in life.
这个异象里面的真理，这两个真理就完全的改变了以西结的生命。
Brothers and sisters, how we need to see the visions of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们何等需要看到从神来的意象。
How we need to be transformed to have a perspective, the correct perspective in life.
我们何等需要被改变，可以对我们的生命有一个新的看法。
The first truth.
第一个真理。
The glory of God governs all things.
神的荣耀来掌管一切。
God's glory governs the kingdom of man.
神的荣耀来掌管人的国。
He has complete control over every nation and event, guiding his recovery work according to his purpose.
神的全能掌管了每一件发生的事情，就算是在被掳的那个地方，来成就他自己的旨意。
And this truth is powerfully illustrated in the story of Esther.
而这个故事就是非常清楚的记载在以斯帖书里面。
On the surface, the king Ahasuerus appears to rule the Persian Empire.
在以斯帖记里面，那个时候亚哈随鲁王是掌管波斯王国的。
Yet behind the scenes, it is God who controls every event.
但是在这个背后，却是神在那里掌控一切的发生的事。
The second truth.
第二个真理。
The Holy Spirit is the power behind God's recovery.
圣灵就是在神那个复兴工作后面的大能。
The Spirit of the Lord acts as a hidden hand of the Lord.
圣灵似乎就是那个神隐藏的手。
Protecting the Jews from their enemies.
来保护以色列人，来避免被他们的仇敌侵害。
Every event in the book of Esther,
在以斯帖记里面每一件发生的事
，from Esther's becoming queen to Mordecai's rise to prominence,
从以斯帖成为王后到莫迪改被高升
，reveal God's unseen hand,
他们都彰显了神那个隐藏的手。
The power of the Holy Spirit enabled the Jews to rise up to defeat their enemies,
而且圣灵的能力。让以色列人可以起来来抵挡他们的仇敌。
It's the hidden hand of the Lord that reveals His faithfulness and sovereignty.
是这个隐藏的手来彰显了神他的主权、全能，还有他的荣耀，还有他的信实。
Seeing these two spiritual truths change Ezekiel from a hopeless priest.Into a faithful watchman for the house of Israel.
所以这一个大能，这一个被他看见的真理，就让以西结从一个绝望的祭司，成为了一个在以色列人中做大能的守望的人。
Brothers and sisters, these truths can transform us all today.
弟兄姐妹们，这样的真理可以改变我们今天的每一个人。
This morning.We reflect on how the Holy Spirit moved during the time of Esther.
所以今天我们来看看，就是圣灵怎么样当时在以斯帖记里面来做工的。
And how we can tap into this power in our own lives today.
而且今天我们怎么样能够来享用这样的大能在我们的日常生活里。
We will focus on three essential choices that can transform our perspective.
我们今天来集中看有三件事可以来改变我们的生命。
There are three choices in our hands.
在我们的手中有三个选择。
If we made the right choice, these choices can transform our perspective in life.
如果我们来正确的做这三个选择的话，那我们的生命就要被改变。
Just as they did for Ezekiel and for the Jews in the time of Esther.
就像神当时怎么样来赐给了以西结，也赐给当时被掳的以色列民。
Number one, choice number one.
第一个选择。
We can choose to surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以选择向圣灵的带领来降服。
We can also choose not to surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们也可以选择不向圣灵的带领来降服。
Choice number two.
第二个选择。
We can choose to crucify our flesh on the cross.
我们可以选择把肉体钉在十字架上。
Then we can also choose not to crucify our flesh on the cross.
我们也可以选择不让肉体被钉在十字架上。
Choice number three.
第三个选择。
We can choose to walk in the law of the Spirit of life.
我们可以选择行在生命圣灵的律下。
Rather than in the law of sin and death.
而不是在罪和死的律下。
These are the three choices in our hands.
这就是在我们手中有的三个选择。
We're making choices every day.
我们每天都在做选择。
This is not something theoretical.
这并不是一个理论上的事。
In our daily life, even this afternoon, even starting tomorrow,
就在今天下午，就在明天。
When you face a gloomy week of raining,
当我们来面对这个雨天的时候
，you can make these choices.
我们可以来做这些选择。
So let's look at how, Mordecai and Esther made their choices.
那我们就看看莫迪改跟以斯帖如何来做选择的。
Now, if we want to surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit, there is a prerequisite.
如果我们要向圣灵的带领降服的话，是有一个前提的。
I think students hate prerequisites.
那有的时候，学生们最怕这个，课前的要求。
Unfortunately, to make this choice, there is a prerequisite.
但是很不幸的，在这件事这个选择能够被做到之前，是有一个先提条件。
Because the Holy Spirit can only work in place that a cross has worked before.
因为圣灵只能在十字架已经做了工的地方来做。
Brothers and sisters, that there's rain outside.
弟兄姐妹们，外面在下雨。
Rain can work for the crops only when the field has been prepared and softened.
这个雨如果要做工的话，就像十字架要做工，必须那个地是已经是松的。
If the ground has not been plowed,
如果这个地没有被耕过的话
，In the Bible they call the fallow ground.
在圣经里面提到的话，称他们为荒地。
Then this ground cannot retain rainwater.
那这个地就不能来吸收天上的降雨。
Brother, sister, if we want to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们愿意来跟随圣灵的带领
，who came upon us like a rain,
降在我们身上就像从天降下的雨一样。
But our heart must be prepared before.
那我们的心就必须在这个之前先有预备。
So that our heart will not be like a fallow ground.
所以我们的心就不会像荒地一样。
No matter how much rain you receive,
因为不管你接受的这个雨水有多少
，if the ground has not been prepared,
如果这个地没有被预备过
，it will not cause spiritual growth,
就不会有属灵的成长。
It's the same way when we come to listen to the word.
我们来听神的话也是一样。
The word will come to us like rain.
因为神的话语临到我们要像天上的雨水一样。
But do we have a heart that has been prepared, has been softened?
但是我们有没有一个已经预备好的柔软的心呢？
If our heart is hardened,
如果我们的心是硬的话，
we will receive rains, then the rain just run out.
我们是可以接受降雨，但这雨就从我们的这个地上流走就是了。
It will not cause any life to grow in that fallow ground.
在这样的荒地上面，不可能有生命的成长。
So we see that in the book of Esther, the cross start working first in the heart of Esther.
所以在以斯帖记里面，我们看到十字架预先要在以斯帖的心里面来做工作。
She was encouraged to go in and see the king.
因为他已经被鼓舞要进去见王。
But she hesitated.
但是他却犹豫了。
Because she was fearful for her own life.
因为他为着自己的性命担忧了。
But by the encouragement from Mordecai, which symbolized the Holy Spirit.
但借着莫迪改来鼓励他，莫迪改就是圣灵的预表。
She finally agreed to go in.
她同意了去见王。
But before she went in,
但是当她进去之前，
she allowed the Holy Spirit and the cross to work in his life.
她必须要允许十字架在她的生命里面来做工。
Rain fell in her heart.
然后雨就降到他的心中。
Then the Holy Spirit can work powerfully in Esther's life.
这个时候圣灵就可以在以斯帖的生命里面来做大能的工作。
Something we find remarkably in Esther's life is her completely surrendering to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们在以斯帖的生命里面看到的让我们惊奇，就是他百分之百的在圣灵面前降服。
Not only submit to the God's will, but also to His timing.
不光是对神的旨意来降服，而且对神的时间安排也来降服。
I think this is something that we all need to learn.
我想这是我们都要学的一件功课。
We often want to do the will of the Lord.
我们经常是愿意来遵行神的旨意。
But we always get the timing wrong.
但我们经常是把时间给弄错了。
We either do it too early or too late.
或者我们太早，或者我们太晚。
We never know the right time to say certain thing, to do certain thing.
我们似乎是总是找不到一个合适的时候来说或者来做。
But how do you think that Esther knew the time?
那我们怎么知道以斯帖来鉴别这个时间呢？
Because he asked Mordecai to gather the Jews.To fast for 3 days and 3 nights.
因为他在那里告诉莫迪改来聚集以色列人有三天的时间禁食祷告。
And she and her maiden would do the same.
他和他的使女也同样。
For 3 days, the cross was plowing Esther's heart.
所以在这三天的里面，十字架就在以斯帖的心中来耕作。
Breaking all her pride, selflessness.
把他的骄傲，把他的自私都打掉。
Through uncomfortable, this process is necessary.
那借着十字架，这样的过程是必须的。
And once her heart was prepared,
当他的心被预备好之后
，and the Holy Spirit completely took over her life.
这个时候，圣灵就可以在他的生命里面完全的来执掌。
So after completing 3 days.Or fast.
所以在三天禁食之后
，and Esther approached the king.
以斯帖就来见王
，gained his favor and his life was spared.
而且神就王在那里不光赦免他，而且他在王的眼中得着了恩惠。
What will you do?
你要什么
？If you were Esther, what will you do?
如果你是以斯帖，你会怎么样
？You will bring your request.Right away,
你可能当时就把你的请求跟王讲了。
That's why you were there.
这就是你为什么要去见王，不是吗
？That's why you sacrifice your life for.
这就是你要牺牲你的生命要做到的。
Now you're in front of the king.
现在你就在王的面前。
Why don't you make your request?
为什么你不把请求讲出来
？However, surprisingly, she didn't.
我非常的惊奇，她当时没有讲。
You can speculate on the reason why didn't she?
甚至我在猜测他为什么当时没有讲。
或许你可以猜测。
或许你可以猜测。
But I believe that at this time, Esther was completely in control by the Holy Spirit.
我相信在那一个时刻，以斯帖是完全被圣灵掌管的。
She may not know why, but she knew by the Holy Spirit this is not the right time.
虽然她不知道为什么，但是圣灵告诉她，现在不是合适的时候。
So she invited the king and Haman to a banquet.
所以她就邀请向王邀请哈曼来赴一个宴席。
As Chinese, we may understand the rationale, right? It's easier to do over a banquet.
那我们作为中国人应该都知道在宴席里面是可以做什么的。
But even at the banquet, Esther refrained from making her plea.
但是就算在这个宴席里面，以斯帖也没有把她的请求讲出来。
She went to the trouble to have a banquet.
她花了那么大的功夫有了这么一个宴席
with King and Haman right there.
王跟哈曼也都在了。
But she didn't make her request.
但是她没有做任何请求。
This shows Esther's remarkable discernment.
这让我们看到以斯帖里面那个令人惊奇的鉴别能力。
As she continued to wait for God's perfect timing.
她一直在等候神那个完美的时间。
Then she asked for the second banquet.
然后呢，她就请求有第二个宴席。
Only at the second banquet, Esther boldly revealed Haman's plot.
就在这第二个宴席，以斯帖勇敢地把哈曼的那个恶谋讲出来。
And the king responded swiftly and angrily against Haman.
然后王就在那里非常迅速而且非常愤怒的对此做出了回应。
And the situation unfolded exactly as Esther needed.
然后整个事件就像以斯帖所需要的那样完成了。
Through her patience, God's will was accomplished.
借着她在神里面的忍耐，神的旨意成就了。
Brothers and sisters, submitting to God's will is tough.
弟兄姐妹们，向神的旨意来降服是非常困难的。
But waiting for God's timing was even harder.
但是在忍耐里面等候神的时间更难。
For Abraham and Sarah to believe that their descendant would be as many as the star in the sky was very hard.
让亚伯拉罕跟撒拉来相信他们的后裔要像天上的星那么多是非常困难的。
Because they were both old.
因为他们都已经非常年老了。
And Sarah was far beyond the age of bearing a child.
那撒拉早就过了生育的年纪。
But there's something even harder.
但是有更难的事。
They have to wait for 25 years for the promise to come true.
他们必须为着这个应许等候25年。
During the way, Sarah struggled with her doubt and could not wait any longer.
在这一段的时间里面，撒拉就挣扎，因为她不能她没有耐心等候到最后这件事成就。
She took the matters in her own hands.
然后她就用自己的手想来成就。
He gave servant Hagar to Abraham to have a child.
她就把自己的婢女夏甲给亚伯拉罕，让这个婢女给亚伯拉罕生儿子。
This led to complications with Ishmael.
这就带来了在以实玛利里面的所有的这些复杂的事。
The 25-year-long wait tested Abraham and Sarah much more than initial tests.
这25年等候的测试其实比他们当初那个接受应许的测试还要难。
Today we are the same.
今天我们也一样。
We all desire to follow God's will.
我们都愿意来跟随神的旨意。
But we don't understand His timing.
但是我们却不明白他的时间表。
We grow impatient and try to rush the Lord.
我们就开始没有耐心，开始来催促我们的神。
We end up creating Ishmaels in our lives.
然后在我们的生命里面就生成了以实玛利。
Brothers and sisters, we have a choice to make.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有一个选择要做的。
We need to surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须对圣灵的带领来降服。
But remember, there is a prerequisite for that.
但是大家记得是有一个先提条件的。
Is that the fallow ground that our heart must be prepared and must be softened?
就是这个荒地，我们的心必须要被预备，必须要被柔软。
Allow the rain to come down.
然后可以允许雨水降下。
Just like Ezekiel, when the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Holy Spirit came down,
就像以西结一样，当圣灵降在他身上的时候
，He forgot he's supposed to be a priest.
他已经忘记了他原本是一个祭司。
He became a prophet.
他在那个时候成了一个先知。
The word, the Spirit changed completely his life.
所以圣灵完全的改变了他的生命。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first choice that you and I need to make.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是你跟我要做的第一个选择。
To surrender ourselves to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
就是把我们自己降服在圣灵的带领下面。
Second choice.
第二个选择。
To crucify the flesh on the cross.
把肉体钉在十字架上。
Brothers and sisters,I think you are expert on this.
弟兄姐妹们，我相信大家都是这方面的专家了。
Because you probably have heard message related to this maybe 20 times, 30 times, maybe even more.
也许你听过这个道理已经有20次、40次，甚至更多。
Maybe for some of you 50 times.
也许有的人听过50次了。
So what can I say that you have not heard before?
那我今天还能说什么你没听过的呢？
I want to consider what does it take to actually doing it.
那我要讲的是，真这样来实行需要什么？
Brother and sister, do you know what does it take to actually crucify our flesh?
弟兄姐妹们，我们要真的把肉体钉在十字架上，要怎么样呢？
It doesn't really relevant how many times you have heard the messages.
你听到这个信息多少次一点关系都没有。
The message will not produce any fruit unless you actually do it.
因为这个信息不能在你身上结果子，除非你这样去行。
So what does it take to crucify our flesh?
那把肉体钉在十字架上，里面要做什么呢？
There are two conditions.
有两个条件。
These conditions must be met so that we can crucify our flesh.
这两个条件必须要满足，我们才能够把肉体钉死。
First,
第一
，the Holy Spirit must increase and our flesh must decrease.
圣灵必须要兴盛，我们这个肉体必须要衰微。
Only then are we in a better position to crucify the flesh.
只有在这样的时候，那我们才能够在一个正确的地步。让肉体被定。
Secondly,
第二
，we must develop a holy hatred for our flesh.
我们必须要有一个对着肉体要有一个神圣的憎恶、恨恶。
As Jesus said very clearly in John chapter 12 verse 25,
主耶稣在约翰福音十二章二十五节讲得非常清楚。
He who hates his life in this world will keep it.To the life eternal.
在这世上恨恶自己的生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
This means rejecting the sinful tendency of the flesh.
这就是代表我们要来弃绝那个从天然来的那个人的己的生命。
Only when we meet these two conditions, we can crucify our flesh.
只有我们有这样一个确信，才能够把肉体钉死。
Often it is one of these two causes not to be able to crucify our flesh.
经常就是这两个条件之中，其中一个没达到，就让我们不能把肉体钉死在十字架上。
That was the reason that the first time that Esther met the king, it was not the right time.
这就是为什么第一次当以斯帖遇见王的时候，那并不是要成就那件事的时候。
Because Haman was not weakened.
因为哈曼还没有被削弱。
If we want to crucify Haman, the Haman must decrease first.
如果我们要钉死哈曼的话，那哈曼必须要衰微。
Secondly, The king loved Haman.
那第二件事呢，就是这个王他还是很喜爱哈曼的。
He elevated Haman.
而且他让哈曼高升的。
There is no hatred toward Haman.
啊，这个王对哈曼没有任何的恨恶。
Brother and sister, if we do not have hatred, holy hatred toward our flesh, there is no hope to crucify our flesh.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们对自己的肉体没有那个神圣的恨恶的话，那我们不可能把肉体钉在十字架上。
Therefore, it was not the right time to confront Haman.
所以在那个时候，并不是来对付哈曼的时间。
But something happened between the two banquets.
但是在两个宴席之中发生了一些事。
The king could not sleep.
这个王他就晚上睡不着觉了。
He read the book of Chronicles.
他就来读历史书。
And realized that Mordecai had saved his life before.
然后他就意识到，原来莫迪改以前救过自己的命。
But have not been rewarded.
但是莫迪改却没有收到任何的赏赐。
So the king is motivated to reward Mordecai.
所以那时候这个王呢就非常想要赏赐莫迪改。
But during the same time,
在同时
，Haman developed even bigger hatred toward Mordecai.
哈曼里面对着莫迪改的恨就越来越高。
And by the recommendation of his wife and his friends.
然后他自己的妻子跟朋友们就向他提了个建议。
He built a gallows in his garden.
然后就在他的院子里面设立了一个五丈高的木架。
And they suggest that the Haman to ask the king the next morning.
然后他们就建议哈曼第二天早上就向王来请求
a permission to hang the Mordecai on the gallows.
请求王把莫迪改挂在那个架上。
You know, there is something very interesting here.
在这里面有一个非常有意思的事。
In the heart of the king, he determined to honor Mordecai.
因为在王的心里面他已经决定了要来让莫迪改得尊荣。
But in the heart of Haman,He was determined to hand Mordecai.
但是在哈曼的心里面，他已经决定了要把莫迪改钉在架上。
So when the Haman came to see the king,
所以当哈曼来见王的时候
，before he requests Mordecai to be hanged,
当他来请求把莫迪改钉死之前
，then the king ordered the Haman.To honor Mordecai in the way that Haman wanted to be honored.
那时候王就让哈曼去让莫迪改得尊荣。那个形式跟方法呢，就是哈曼自己想得尊荣的那样的方式。
So the king tasked Haman with leading a grand procession to honor Mordecai.
那个时候呢，王就命令哈曼来举行一个盛大的游行来尊崇莫迪改。
We know that Mordecai represents the Holy Spirit.
那我们都知道莫迪改预表的是圣灵。
Well, Haman represents the flesh.
而哈曼就是预表肉体。
And Mordecai increased and Haman decreased.
这个时候圣灵莫迪改增加了，那哈曼肉体就被消减了。
The first conditionFor crucifying the flesh was fulfilled.
所以第一个让肉体钉十字架的条件满足了。
There is a second one.
还有第二个条件。
So at the second banquet, the Esther finally revealed her request.
在这第二个宴席里面，以色列至终最后把她的请求讲出来了。
She pleaded for her life and the life of her people.
他为着他自己还有本族人的生命来向王祈求
，explaining that they have been sold for destruction, slaughter, and annihilation.
然后就在那里曝露了，原来他们要被卖，要被剪除，被杀戮，被灭绝。
And shocked and enraged, the king demanded.
然后在这个这个王就在惊奇的里面
，Who is he and where is he who has dared to do such a thing?
他就在那里非常的愤怒，说谁善敢起义如此行呢？到底是谁？这人在哪里？
Esther boldly replied,
然后以斯帖就勇敢地说
The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman.
仇人敌人就是这恶人哈曼。
So Haman's evil plan was exposed.
所以这个时候哈曼的恶谋就完全被暴露出来。
Just as the spirit revealed the works of the flesh to bring them to judgment.
就像圣灵把肉体的工作暴露出来把他们带到审判的下面。
When the king saw Haman falling onto the couch where Esther reclined.
所以当这个王看到这个哈曼是伏在以斯帖的榻前的时候，
He furiously exclaimed.
然后这个王就非常愤怒地这么说，
Well, he even assaulted the queen in my presence in the palace.
他竟敢在宫内在我面前凌辱皇后吗？
Now, the king's anger toward Haman reached its peak.
这个时候王向哈曼的恨恶就达到了顶点。
Fulfilling the second condition.
这也满足了第二个条件。
Brothers and sisters, now you understand why Esther had to wait.
所以弟兄姐妹们，现在我们应该懂得为什么以斯帖必须要等候。
I think Esther was so eager to see Haman being killed.
虽然以斯帖心里面那么的想望这个哈曼被杀，
but the Holy Spirit will actually constrain her.
但是这个圣灵却在这里限制了她，
because the two conditions had not been met.
因为这两个条件当时还没有被满足。
You know, when these two conditions met,Something happened very quickly.
所以当这两个条件满足的时候，非常快的事情就发生了。
Immediately follow the king's words.
当那个王讲了话之后，马上
Haman's face was covered.
哈曼的脸就被蒙住了。
A sign of his sentencing to death.
这个就代表了他已经被判决死刑了。
When you are sentenced to death in Persia, you are dead already.
如果在波斯你被宣判死刑，那你就已经死了。
Even at this time, the Holy Spirit already crucified Haman.
就算在那个时候，其实十字架已经钉死了哈曼。
And one of the attendants point out the gallows Haman had built for Mordecai.
这个时候，伺候王的人里面就有一个人来跟王说。这个哈曼呢，他在家里面立了一个木架要杀死莫迪改。
So in a twist of divine justice,
所以就在这个神圣的审判的下面
，The king ordered Haman to be hanged on the very gallows he had prepared for Mordecai.
这个王就命令哈曼挂在他自己预备要挂莫迪改的架上。
Haman's execution.Serve as a powerful symbol of how the spirit brings the flesh to death.
这个哈曼被处决，它代表的就是怎样圣灵把肉体带到死里。
So now Haman was gone.
现在哈曼被解决了。
Could the people simply move on with their life?
那现在这些民众都可以再继续过他们该过的生活了吗？
No, they couldn't.
不是的。
Although the Haman was gone, the Haman'sDecree was in effect.
虽然哈曼已经被解决了，但是哈曼当时借着他所发的谕旨还在，
when,
还在那里生效。
When the December 13 came,
当12月13号来到的时候，
any man could kill them and seize their possessions.
任何人都可以杀以色列人来夺他们的财物。
The Persian decree is irreversible.
这个波斯他们所颁发的每一个谕旨都是不能被更改的。
It was a law from which they could not escape.
这是一个不能逃避的律法了。
Just like the law of sin and death described in the book of Romans.
就像在罗马书里面讲到的那个罪和死的律。
No one can free themselves from the law of sin and death.
没有人可以自己从这个罪和死的律下面得解脱。
As Paul writes, I have the desire to do what is good.
就像保罗他所说的，我愿意的善，却不做。
But I cannot carry it out.
我却反倒不做。
Because we are under this irreversible law of sin and death.
因为我们是在这个不能被更改、不能被废除的罪和死的律下。
For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want.
我所愿意的善反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
This is a precise description of someone living under an irreversible law.
这就是一个人他活在一个不能被更改的律下面那个准确的描写。
And this is the reason we need to make the third choice.
这就是为什么我们要做第三个选择。
We need to walk in the law of spirit of life.
必须要行在生命圣灵的律下。
As Haman, after Haman was executed,
当哈曼被处决之后
the Queen Esther, obtained all the Haman's property as a reward.
王后以斯帖就得了哈曼所有的财产，成为他自己的赏赐。
Recognizing Mordecai's loyalty and integrity,
而且在这里来彰显莫迪改他的那个忠诚。
The king elevated him to an even higher position and authority.
所以这个王就把莫迪改再高举到超乎其他人的一个地位。
He gave Mordecai the signet ring.
他把自己的那个王的印戒给了莫迪改。
That once belonged to Haman.
这个印戒曾经是属于哈曼的。
He used to give it to Haman.
曾经是赐给哈曼的。
Haman used that to issue the first Haman's decree.
所以哈曼就用这个印戒来发出了第一个谕旨。
But now the signet ring was given to Mordecai.
但现在这个印戒给了莫迪改。
Signify the king's trust in Mordecai to act on his behalf.
就代表了王完全的信任莫迪改，能够照着王代表王来行所有的事。
Mordecai gained authority and power that had once belonged to Haman.
所以莫迪改就得了这个权柄和能力，原来是属于哈曼的。
Our flesh has power over us.
我们的肉体在我们身上是有权能的。
But this power has to be taken away and given to the Holy Spirit.
但是这个权能一定要被夺过来，来给圣灵。
To overcome our flesh, the Holy Spirit must be given real power and real authority.
如果要胜过肉体，圣灵必须要得着真实的权柄和能力。
In other words, we must give the Holy Spirit preeminence in our lives.
或者换一句话说，在我们的生命里面，一定要让圣灵来居首位。
Mordecai was given the signet ring.
莫迪改得了这个印戒。
Mordecai had that power.
他就有了那个全能。
With that power, a new decree that can overcome the effect of the old decree was issued.
所以借着这个全能，他发出了一个新的谕旨，这个谕旨就来抵挡了前面那个旧的谕旨所带来的影响。
Mordecai's decree did not replace Haman's decree, which was still in effect.
这个莫迪改的谕旨并没有来代替前面哈曼所发的那个谕旨。
Instead, Mordecai's decree provided the Jews with a means to overcome Haman's decree.
但是莫迪改的这个谕旨却给了以色列人有这么一个能力，可以胜过前面的那个谕旨。
Mordecai's decree symbolized the law of the Spirit of life.
莫迪改的谕旨所预表的就是生命圣灵的律。
While the law of sin and death remains in effect,
这时候罪和死的律还在那里是活跃的。
The law of the spirit of life offers us a way to overcome it.
但是生命和圣灵的律却给了我们一个能力，可以胜过罪和死的律。
With the new decree in place, you are ready to take the final step.
这个新的谕旨搬下来之后，我们现在就可以再做下一步。
The faithful day arrived, the 13th day of 12th month.
这个时候12月13号来到了。
And when Haman's original decree had called for the destruction of the Jews.
哈曼原来的那个旧的谕旨，他要带来的是以色列人的毁灭。
But thanks to the new decree by Mordecai.
但是感谢莫迪改后来所发的这个谕旨。
The Jews were empowered to defend themselves against their enemies.
以色列人被允许聚集保命，而且来抵挡攻击他们的人。
The new decree gives them the right to defend themselves.
这个新的谕旨让他们有一个权利来自我保护。
But they had to unite and defeat those who sought to harm them.
但是他们还是要来打败那些要来攻击他们的人。
The new decree would not have any impact if they chose not to fight.
这个新的谕旨在他们身上一点作用都没有，如果他们不起来征战的话。
They can only overcome the old decree if they united together and defend themselves.
唯一能够胜过这个旧的谕旨的就是他们聚集合一的来保护自己。
If they fought against the enemies,
如果他们来与仇敌征战的话
，They walk in the new decree.
他们那个时候其实就是行在新的谕旨之下。
This is the third choice that we have to make.
这就是我们要做的第三个选择。
Do we walk in the new decree?
我们是不是行在这个新的谕旨下
？Do we walk in the law of spirit of life?
我们是不是活在、行走在这个生命圣灵的律下面呢？
Do we stand in this new decree?
我们是不是还停留在旧的谕旨之下？
If you read the Ephesians chapter 6,
如果你来读以弗所书第六章的话，
Spiritual warfare is all about standing.
以弗所书里面讲到属灵的征战都是关乎站立。
If they defend themselves, they stood in the new decree.
如果他们来防守的话，他们征战的话，那他们就站在这个新的谕旨之下。
In the Jews by fighting, they walk in Mordecai's new decree.
如果以色列人他们起来征战，那他们就是行在莫迪改的这个谕旨之下。
You're walking in the law of spirit of life.
他们就行在生命和圣灵的律之下。
As Romans chapter 8 verse 2 said beautifully.
在罗马书第八章第二节。非常美好的这样来描述。
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
And this is the third choice you and I need to make.
这就是我们你和我要做的第三个选择。
Now we conclude.
现在我们来总结。
Ezekiel lived in a time of despair.
以西结他活在一个绝望的时候。
The people of Israel were in exile.
这个时候以色列民他们是在被掳的光景。
Their homeland lay desolate.
他们自己的故乡是在一个荒凉之中。
Their temple was destroyed.
圣殿被毁。
Their identity as God's chosen people seemed shattered.
他们作为神选民的身份似乎已经破碎了。
But in the midst of this hopelessness,
但是在这个无望之中
，God gave Ezekiel a profound vision.
神给了以西结一个如此美好的意象。
One that revealed the glory of the Lord and the vital role of the Holy Spirit.
在那里向他来启示神的荣耀，还有就是圣灵那个至关重要的角色。
God remained the active ruler of the universe.
神他一直。都是那个在宇宙里面掌权的主
，orchestrating all things according to His purpose，
照着他的旨意，他在那里指挥来安排万事。
His recovery work will be accomplished through the power of the Holy Spirit。
他恢复的工作要借着圣灵的全能来完成。
Who will transform the hearts of His people？
要把他子民的心更改过来。
Through these divine visions，
借着。这一个神圣的意象
，Ezekiel discovered the true purpose of his life.
以西结就重新发现了他在生命里面的意义。
He thought he was a priest.
他觉得自己是个祭司。
But through the vision, he discovered the purpose of his life was to be the watchman for the house of Israel in the land of exile.
借着这个意象里面让他看到的，他现在就转变成为了先知，成为一个在被掳之地为以色列民做守望者的人。
The year 2025 will be full of uncertainty and opportunities.
2025年会带来许多的不确定，但也是一个充满机会的一年。
May the Lord give us visions He gave to Ezekiel.
愿意神把赐给以西结的意象也赐给我们。
A vision that affirms God's sovereignty over the kingdom of man.
愿意这个意象让神在人的国中掌权成为一个更加坚定的事实。
And His ongoing work.Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
还有就是他借着圣灵的全能一直在做的每一件事。
For the Holy Spirit to work in our lives.
愿意圣灵在我们每个人生命里面来做工。
We must give him preeminence.
我们要把要让圣灵来居首位。
We must grant him the real authority over every aspect of our lives.
必须要让圣灵在我们生命里的每一个方方面面有真实的全能和权柄。
We must give the Lord the signet ring in our life.
必须要把我们生命里面这个印戒来交给圣灵。
If we do not give the Holy Spirit that preeminence,
如果我们不把这个权柄来交给圣灵的话
，If the signet ring was still in the hands of Haman.
如果这个印戒还在哈曼的身上
then these things that we talk about is only a theory.
那我们刚才所讲的只不过是一些理论而已。
It doesn't really help us by knowing the theory.
知道这些道理并不帮助我们。
If the ring is still in the hands of Haman.
如果这个印戒还是在哈曼的手中
So, brothers and sisters, where is your signet ring? Where is your signet ring?
弟兄姐妹们，你的印戒现在在哪里？你的印戒在哪里？
Is it in the hand of Haman?
是在哈曼的手中吗？
Or is it in the hand of the Holy Spirit?
或者是在圣灵的手中？
It all comes down to this.
所有的事情都在这个上面。
It's not complicated at all.
一点都不复杂。
I often been asked the same question in many different ways.
经常我被人许多人在不同的方式里面来问同样的问题。
How do I follow the leading of the Holy Spirit?
我怎么样来跟随圣灵的带领？
I should respond, Where is your signet ring?
那我的回应应该是你的印戒在哪里
？If Haman still has the ring，
如果哈曼他手里还是有这个印戒的话
，If Haman increase the Holy Spirit decrease，
如果哈曼兴盛的话，那圣灵就衰微了。
It's hard to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit，
那就非常困难，你怎么能来跟随圣灵呢
？Haman must decrease，
哈曼必须要衰微
，Holy Spirit must increase。
圣灵必须要兴盛。
We also need to develop a holy hatred toward our flesh.
而且我们对自己的肉体应该来发展出这样一个神圣的憎恶。
Do you love your flesh or do you hate your flesh?
你到底是爱自己的肉体呢？还是说你恨恶你的肉体？
If we love our flesh, all this message are just theory.
如果你爱自己的生命，那所有这些信息一点用都没有。
Absolutely useless.
完全的毫无作用。
Because Jesus said you must hate your life.
因为耶稣说你必须恨恶自己的生命。
If you do not hate your flesh, how are you going to give the new life?
如果你不恨恶肉体的话，怎么样能够把你的生命交出去呢？
If the Holy Spirit truly has authority in our life,
但如果圣灵在我们的生命里面确实做主掌权的话
，If He has the signet ring,
如果他有那个印戒的话
，Then there's no difficulty for us to surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那我们降服在圣灵的带领下面，就一点困难都没有。
Crucify our flesh on the cross,
把我们的肉体钉在十字架上
，and walk in the law of Spirit of life.
行在生命圣灵的律里面
And this will transform our lives and renew our strength.
这将改变我们的生命，更新我们的力量。
May the Lord bless us all in the new year.
愿意神在这个新一年啊，新的一年来祝福我们每
个人。Filling us with His Spirit and empowering us to live according to His will.
愿意他的圣灵充满我们，让我们可以来遵行他的旨意。
Father, we're so grateful this morning.
父啊，我们今早何等的感激。
Our Father in heaven will have our best interests in His heart.
因为我们天上的父在你的心里知道什么对我们最好。
He will never leave us nor forsake us.
你从来不会离弃我们。
Therefore, you have given all of us these words.
因为你把这些话赐给了我们。
Brother, we pray that this morning we face your word face to face.
啊，我们的祷告就是今天弟兄姐妹们，我们与你的话是面对面的。
Then we ask that serious question to ourselves.
我们每一个人可以问自己这个非常严肃的问题。
Are we willing to give Holy Spirit the preeminence in our life?
我们愿不愿意让圣灵在我们的生命里面来掌权？
Are we willing to let the Holy Spirit transform our perspective in life?
我们愿不愿意让圣灵在我们生命里面改变我们的眼光？
We pray that you would have mercy on us just like you have mercy over Ezekiel.
我们祷告你在我们身上有怜悯，就像你在以西结身上发下怜悯。
Just like you have mercy on the time of Esther.
就像你在以斯帖记那一个年代所赐下的怜悯。
Then we commit this word into your hands.
我们把这些话交在你的手中。
We trust that Holy Spirit will continue to speak to our heart.
我们相信圣灵会继续对我们的心说话。
Until the Holy Spirit gain authority in our heart.
直到圣灵在我们的心中可以掌权。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。Amen.